All right, here we are, Board of Civil Authority meeting, Thursday, August 13th, 5:30 p.m. We've opened the meeting, and we are going to let Bruce talk. We're going to read the letter from VTEL. Russ will explain the process for evaluation. VTEL provided a list of equipment on their property. We need to discuss that and make a decision because they have appealed the value of their stuff.
I don't know if it's so much that they appealed the value, but appealed it.
Appealed the process. The process they are being valued?
They think it's non.
All right.
Yeah, kind it's a combination of things. Yeah.
Your seat. We are in receipt of the town's denial of our appeal regarding our communications property in your town. Please accept this letter as our formal notice of appeal of the tax valuation of that property. That's what they said.
Yep.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, so they, the state sent, so to give you history of this, in their infinite wisdom, the state decided they were going to change who values the utility properties. Mm-hmm. So up until now, up until this year, the utilities valued their own properties, like Green Mountain Power. They come up with a value and they give it to us. And then we just put it through. But the state decided this year they were going to create a whole new category. And they're determining now that the state has hired somebody instead of having it done for nothing by the utility companies. Now they hired somebody to value utility properties for the state. And then by doing that, they think they're, I don't know if they thought the utilities are shortchanging them. I'm not sure why they decided to take it over. So they're valuing all the utilities throughout the state now. And whatever they hired an appraiser to value the utilities, whatever he comes up with, they send to the towns, and the towns just have to accept it, basically. And then they also created a new category, a telecommunications category, which is it's part of this, the you know, the appeal. So they I have a printout of what the state sent to all the towns. So they have categories for cell towers, fiber optics, cable, and actually the cells that are actually on the towers. And they're classifying all that as real estate. And so the towns, in most cases, these companies are accepting the values that the state came up with, except for VTEL. So VTEL is challenging everybody in the state, saying we don't accept this. They think the whole process is flawed, which I believe it probably is. One of the things that happened was typically, so there's three parts to valuing a cell tower. There's a land lease. So the cell tower companies don't typically own the land. So they, if they want to put it on your property, then you get a lease, or they give you a lump sum amount for the, I talked to a woman in Connecticut. They paid her $1 million upfront cash to put a cell tower on instead of doing a lease. So, and they're getting smart because, and if somebody gets a cash payment instead of a lease, then the town can't assess it because it's a lump sum and there's no lease. But so starting this year, we've been doing this for years. We've been valuing the cell tower sites by basically an income approach. And a lot of times we don't really know what the income is, but we just keep, we can look and count the number of cells on the tower and come up with the income that the cell tower is possibly getting. But it's a crapshoot. But because the cell tower companies, they don't want anybody to know their business. We just keep jacking them up every year and they just keep accepting them. I did one in Connecticut for the town of Greenwich. They went from 200 something thousand up to $3 million. And they started to appeal, and then they just went away because they didn't want anybody knowing their business. So we have cell towers in town, and I'm double-checking them, but I know one. We do have a value on the land lease. So that's the first part of it. So then the tower is owned by another company, and who's paying the landowner for the lease. And again, it could be a monthly lease, it could be a yearly lease, or it could be a lump sum. The other part of it is the income that the tower's getting from all the companies that are on the cell tower. So if VTEL has a tower and they rent space on it, then they get income to the tower. So that's how the tower gets valued. So if you go down, like in Chittenden County, you see some of these towers and they're loaded.
Yep.
So they're making big bucks on the towers. So the state decided that they're going to go after all this income. So they have the land lease. So they sent these downloads from the state to all the towns saying, here's what we found in your town. We found cell towers. We found leases. We found fiber optics. We found cable. And they're giving the town all these values. And so the town really has nothing to do with the valuation of it.
Right.
And so now, like in this case, VTEL is the only one I know. Verizon might be challenging some places in the state, but VTEL is challenging everybody. So these letters went out to everybody. So the town can either fill out the form, I forgot what it's called.
Stipulation
form.
Yeah.
So they can sign a stipulation form, which looks pretty legal.
Yeah, the whole reason that the Board of Civil Authorities here right now is because Ricky and I and Butch read this letter, and I did a little research on the letter before it came to the meeting. Not super clear who's supposed to. I don't know that the select board chair or the select board has the right to sign this, and they don't know either. And mm-hmm. there's the problem.
Right.
That's why we're sitting here.
Yeah, so it's a good thing. Cover
I think probably it's the right thing to do to sign it and get it off our plates here in Eden.
Yeah.
Because we can't do anything about it anyways. That's what I'm hearing. And let them go fight the state. But I don't think the select board has the authority sign it.
Yeah, so the safest thing to do is just process it like you normally would.
Yes.
So they grieved it, we denied it.
Yep.
Then it's coming to you, and then you just deny it.
Right.
I don't know either.
That's a good question.
I don't
question.
Think you need the stipulation. Agreed.
So I think the Board of Civil Authority now will deny their
right.
appeal,
right.
which will move them up to the state, as
right.
opposed to signing the stipulation, which they didn't really know. Even the state didn't have a good answer to who should sign it, right? So we didn't dare to, we were like, what do you mean you don't?
Well, why would you?
It's
most towns are, but again, there could be some that don't. Like you, they're researching.
Yeah, we're just gonna. I think the process here is to deny this appeal,
right.
and then it just moves on up the chain to the state.
So my question is, how much did the valuation change between when the town of Eden was valuating whatever and the held properties they had, and when the state went, they valued it?
Well, some of them didn't even exist. There wasn't any assessments at all before.
Oh, okay.
So they had two assessments. One's for roughly 206,000, and the other one's for roughly 16,000.
And did either one of those exist before this whole process started with the state taking it over?
One of them may existed, but see, so one of the things that what they call cell phones, they put it in a category. So they created this whole new category, property class. Everything is real estate now, so they get the education tax. But if it was personal property and the town didn't do personal property, then there wasn't any tax last year. So it's like in Berry Town, we have personal property. So some of the stuff that is on for the town of Eden, we already taxed as personal property in Berry Town. But now it's going to real estate, so we had to change the whole category.
Okay.
But the towns
was that true in Eden? Was it?
No, there's no personal property. So one of them may be.
We don't tax personal property in Eden.
Right. Okay.
So now that portion.
So there was. I can tell you the answer. Of them did exist for 26,000. That's the one that is now 206,000.
Okay.
So
that's
the
one
out.
Which is 15 did not exist.
Thank you.
You're
okay. That answers my question. Thank you.
Basically, they were getting away with not paying for their rules. Mm-hmm. Property.
And we weren't able to collect on it as a town. The school tax was collecting on a lot of stuff that we couldn't collect on, which is this stuff that's going to change.
Right. So basically, what the state did was said, oh, look, there's a bunch of these towns that aren't collecting this tax, so we need more money, so this, we're going to find another. It's like a never-ending amoeba just eating everything as it spreads out. Any place they can get more money. But so that's the bottom line of this. That's what this is all about.
The big challenge is what they call cell phone, which is the antennas.
Yep.
And nowhere, anywhere that I know of, has ever classified those as real estate. It's personal property. They change them all the time. They repair them. They take one down. How's the state going to keep track of these?
They're going to spend our tax money chasing it down. That's
so it's definitely not real estate. How they can classify it as real estate is beyond me.
Yeah.
But we did have the land leases, and we do have the cell tower.
Sure. I mean, it's property. That's an installment. I mean, right. You put up a tower, right. You're not going to take it down and leave. And if you do, it comes off the rolls. But these little antennas, they stick them up, they take them down, they do up. I don't get it either.
Yeah, they changed the classification of cable also. Cable used to be like a hybrid. It was actually personal property. So I forgot whether they paid the municipal tax or just the educational tax. But anyway, they changed that one also. So now that's considered real estate, and it gets the educational tax and municipal tax.
So I guess up to that point.
I make a motion to deny their appeal.
I second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor of denying their appeal, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I think the ayes have that. So we've denied the appeal for VTEL Wireless. Their issue will now be taken up by the state.
Sounds good.
I think that's it, right?
That's it. Yeah.
I'm entertaining some other motions.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Opposed? This meeting is now officially adjourned. Thank you very much.